Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle here, steering you through an hour of Penn State football talk here, coming to you as we always do from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Got some news and notes to recap from the weekend. I'm lifting a piece of material from Bob Flanders. I'm going to credit him for this, but it kind of pertains into one of the news items, is Justin Shorter making his transfer destination known. We'll tackle that in just a moment. But Bob posed the question on Penn Live last week: which wide receiver or wide receivers are left on the depth chart that you, as an opposing defensive coordinator, would fear? And I think that's an interesting way to look at it. So I want to go down through what's left at the wide receiver spot and who is there to fear, who might take a step forward. So we'll tackle that in relation to some of the news, like I said, including Justin Shorter. A visit to recap John Urschel being on the college football playoff committee. So we'll do that. Also wanted to look at Penn State in the Super Bowl, obviously coming up in, as we sit here today, six days, Super Bowl, or it's not 6 days, whatever, a little over 2 weeks, but, or am I right? Six days.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I'm full of self-doubt this morning. Must have been what I had for breakfast. Also, I turned 38 yesterday, so that's,
that was the bigger problem, perhaps.
Yeah. Am I senile yet? That's what I'm wondering. Uh-huh. Anyway, 6 days of the Super Bowl. Penn State players in the Super Bowl, but I feel like there's a bigger discussion because a couple of these guys are just so unheralded. Kevin Givens, for example, of Penn State producing NFL talent. Like, I think that's a good conversation to have because they've been pretty exceptional with it. Even when they're not first-round picks, Penn State guys are doing pretty well for themselves in the league right now. Jeff Brown's going to join us a little bit later to talk some Penn State hoops as well, speaking of doing well for themselves. So let's start with the Justin Shorter news. It looked like Florida was going to be the pick. Pretty early. That was the first visit he announced that he was going to be taking. It makes all the sense in the world. I think the obvious question, for Penn State people, you don't root against the kid just because he's seeking out a change of scenery. By almost every person you hear out there, super nice kid.
Yeah.
And maybe a change of scenery can help him unlock some of that potential. So that's the thing to watch. And then, of course, if you're a Penn State fan, you're watching if he does unlock that potential. What are you thinking then? We've got a wide receiver depth chart where we're not quite sure what's going on. It's almost like this kid better not be a stud down in Florida.
Right. Yeah. And I assume we'll have to sit out a year. We haven't heard at least of any, of him potentially asking for an immediate eligibility waiver. I'm sure that he probably will, but I don't think it's going to be easy to make a case that he had to go from, state. He's from New Jersey and he had to leave state college and go all the way to Florida to play. So I was just,
it's almost like the less valid your reason,
right,
the more likely you
that's
are to
true.
Get
yeah, that's right. Yeah. If you have a legitimate reason, like, somebody in your family having brain cancer or something, then no,
Forget it.
No chance you're ever going to get immediate eligibility waiver with that. So yeah, interesting for sure. But Florida was the no brainer slam dunk. I think the only thing that's a little bit surprising about it might be the timing of it and just why wait until now. Now I don't have the I don't know when Florida started classes, but I have a hard time thinking they waited until the end of January to start classes. So I would assume their semester's already underway, and he'll probably finish his spring semester at Penn State before heading down there. That'd be my guess, and we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, so unfortunate that a guy like that, Penn State couldn't find a way to, as you said, unlock his potential. But when all is said and done, we'll see what he does at Florida. And the story, either good, bad, or otherwise, is probably pretty far from being completely written at this point.
But he is another one of those things, and I don't like to typically echo James Franklin's talking points, but I think his position on guys' development trajectories just being different for all of them. There are three stars who are going to be able to play right away, sometimes by circumstance or whatever, but there are three stars who will be ready right away. There are five stars who need time. I think Justin Shorter's position isn't entirely unlike Miles Sanders, for example.
Right.
Miles Sanders would probably came away from his freshman season disappointed, probably came from away from his sophomore season a little disappointed that more hadn't happened for him yet. So he would have been within his rights, and I don't think anybody would have blamed him if he would have sought out a different situation. But he stuck around, and it paid off for him. Justin Shorter, I think it's a little bit more than it was with Miles Sanders. There's just something that clearly wasn't clicking between him and whether it's the coaching staff or the offense or his role there. It didn't grow at all this past season. So I get it, but who's to say that if he doesn't hang around for a year or two, he really fulfills that potential just a little bit later than he would have liked. We'll never know that. He'll be down playing in the SEC where, you know, it'll be time for him to kind of toughen up and play ball down there.
Yeah, I mean, the sledding certainly gets no easier, that's for sure. Time will tell, no question. I mean, I think that you know, ultimately it felt pretty obvious that when he put his name in the portal at before the end of the regular season, I think it felt pretty obvious that you know, he wasn't going to be like a Lamont Wade or Cam Sullivan Brown and put his name in and come back. That he was going to be a guy that once he did this, he was going to go. So again, it was just a matter of waiting for when he would go. And obviously we don't have that answer.
To do that before the Cotton Bowl is to say, I can't wait to do this. Right. I got to get out of here is the feeling when you don't wait until the dust settles on the whole season. So that's the vibe. So he ends up in Florida. You wish him luck down there. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football news from this past weekend, from the past few days. Segment brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. You can place your bets for America's biggest game of the year right now. Head to the app. DraftKings Sportsbook. Check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. And some of these are curious. I'm not sure. You've seen the list of some of these props, and I'm curious your position on actually betting them. Total points, okay. The doink special, kick to hit you bet to kick a kick to hit the uprights or the crossbar. That's an interesting one, and I think that's a fun way to approach the game. Yeah. It's not that self-serious of a bet, and I think that's where the benefit of the prop bet comes in.
Yeah, no, 100% with you. I don't think I'll be interested in that one, but I wouldn't blame anybody who is. It's you know, you have a kick, you have a chance every time that ball goes in the air, so why not?
But you just picture like at a party saying, "Please hit the upright, please hit the upright." Like that's kind of what it's all about. How about a lineman to score a touchdown? Because there's been a bunch of those.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if they have any George Kittle rushing props, Debo Samuel rushing props, because I do expect to see Kyle Shanahan get them involved in the running game. So I'll be looking for those. But yeah, lineman touchdowns always interesting too. I think I probably want to. I take a small swing at that one just for the heck of it. Somebody wants to line up someone tackle eligible and see what happens. I'd be okay with that. So yeah, I take a swing.
Let the sparks fly.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same. Check out the prop bets, all the other different types of wagers you can look at by downloading the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now use code KSN when you get there for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you forget that number, just text Greg. He'll give it to you. Landon Tengwall is a player that I'm really intrigued by him in the 2021 class. He took a visit this past weekend. He seems to love Penn State, and I think, you know, this is the offensive lineman that Penn State fans have really been waiting for. I think, you know, you go back to the 2018 class when you had Rasheed Walker and Nana Asidu, and you really could envision these bookends being the future of that position. You know, Penn State, as much as anything, you can wonder if Matt Limegrover, for example, developed offensive linemen. You can also wonder, have they recruited enough of the blue chip, blue blood, sort of high-end offensive linemen? I think the answer, maybe to both of those, it might be no, but Landon Tengwall is just a chiseled mountain of a kid.
He is.
He likes Penn State. How crucial is a guy like this to the 2021 class to get to the finish line?
Oh, vital. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's going to end up probably as a five-star. I think think he has a great chance to do that. And he's been to Penn State a lot. He's considering Michigan, Clemson, Alabama. I mean, this is the kind of kid that you have to not only win, but, you know, get and have him start recruiting some other guys that are in his, you know, talent level to campus with him. So, yeah, back on campus over the weekend, had a personal day. That's what Blue White Illustrated called it, with the staff. Spent a lot of time with Phil Troutwine watching film. And, I mean, it seems like a matter of if, not when, Penn State lands his commitment at this point. I know he wants
to. You mean when, not if.
When, not if. Correct. Yeah. Yep. I also turned 38 on Sunday. So it's just one.
You've been, mentally, you've been 38 since you were born. Like, I can picture you coming out and being like, why is it so freaking cold in here? You know, like, seeing the glass half empty immediately.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, I think it's a matter of. I don't envision how Penn State could lose out on his commitment at this point. It just doesn't seem possible. I think he's doing his due diligence by checking out these other schools, but, you know, I don't. I have a hard time envisioning him landing anywhere but Penn State, and he's exactly the kind of guy they have to get if they want to keep moving forward.
He's a guy who is that high four-star, fringe five-star right now, who with the right kind of camp circuit and that kind of thing this spring and summer, maybe he gets to that fifth star. I think there's also something to be said about having a kid like this who could go anywhere he wants, seemingly making Penn State a no doubt about it pick. Like, I think that sends a message, especially with a new position coach, that Penn State could be in on some other guys as well. Real quick before we take a quick break, but John Urschel to the College Football Playoff Committee. I thought that was really interesting, and I think anybody who can qualify the game and quantify the game at a high level, I think, is an interesting pick. But it's just so off the beaten path,
right,
to have a guy like this who's not really even involved with football in a tangible way anymore.
Yeah.
And not some AD or whatever. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. So, I mean, if you look at the committee, there's always a handful of people that are on it that really have no connection to current football. You know, obviously most of them have a past in football for the most part. Not every single person that's on the committee, but a lot of them do. So yeah, I think it's a great pick. You know, I didn't get to read any of the stories in which he did interviews and sort of explained why this was something he wanted to do, but I'm sure it's because he's a very intelligent guy and feels like this is a way to stay close to the game. And obviously he played, what, just five seasons in the NFL?
I think he played three.
Yeah.
He did not play out his rookie contract in Baltimore.
Right. So, and now I believe he's near, according to the College Football Playoff bio, he's nearly done with his PhD. So, you know, he has a lot of other more important things to do than probably, you know, sit back and, you know, think about being a coach or something like that. But I think this is something that, you know, he can still do all those other things that he loves to do and turn on the TV every Saturday and watch enough college football to must be great. What's your job? I watch college football for a living. They say I have to do it.
It is your job. Well,
I watch one game, though. He gets to watch all of them.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess I should have phrased that differently, but it's not. We're off to a rough start here, but we'll get better.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Maybe we'll wake up between now and the next segment. More Penn State football news coming at you right after this.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.